Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Did you watch the debates last night for the whole 3 hours? I did. Yeah, it was. I was expecting an ambush. I figured that they were all laying a trap for Trump, and they covered the stage. They had spikes in the, below the stage, and then they covered it over where he was supposed to stand. Yeah, but. It worked out not bad for Trump, El Trumpo, as I call him. And he is going to get a lot of Latino votes. He hasn't even started to court them. So, let me tell you, we'll give you a little rundown. The CNN debate was better than Fox News. We expected CNN to play Democrat, but they were better than Fix News. I call Fox now Fix News. I only watch Fox all my life. I've only watched Fox. I don't look at nothing but communist NBC, the Communist News Network, CNN, Always Be Communist ABC, PBS, the Perverted Bestiality System, NPR, Pravda Radio, the Government Radio. Unbelievable. I only watch Fox. But a month leading up to the debate on Fox, I noticed all the subtle jabs they were taking at El Trumpo, and they were leading up to a night of the long knives, led by Britt Baer, who opened up and insisted that Trump take the oath of allegiance to the rhinos. And then, what's his name? Henry Wallace was a vice president of the United States. He was a communist. So we've had communists in government before. Just ask Joe McCarthy. He has all the names. Yeah, now he's got a new list. It's longer than his old list. Yeah, unbelievable. Blessed Joseph McCarthy, the anti-communist saint. And then there was, what's her name? Oh, I used to know her name. I thought she was going to do great. I thought she was on the way up. I never saw anybody slide downhill like that. It reminds me of my linoleum days on a rock slide. As a kid, rich kids used to come out with their sleds. We used to ride linoleum. The rich Democrat kids. But anyway, what's her name? Megan. Megan, Rosie, Howard Stern, Kelly. Yeah. She come out and she did like the Indian fighters do. They tie a rope around one leg, one ankle, and then they drive a stake in the ground saying they're not going to move. They're going to fight and die. And that's what she did. She fought and bombed. Yeah. And now she'll never have the credibility she had on the way up. And Jimmy Durante once said, and it's a word to the wise, always be nice to the people on the way up because you're going to meet them all on the way down. Very good, Jimmy. Okay. So let's turn to this debate. Fox blew it. They had 25 million viewers, and they threw them all out. At the end of the debate, they were all disgusted and left. So, I used to only watch Fox until I saw them working up the hit on Trump a month in advance. I could not believe the outfit I thought was above the fray stooped so low. CNN had a better debate. Even though the theme was the same as Fox News, get Trump, Trump kept his cool. Carson looked good. Carly rocked me when she said she lost a child to drugs. And when she described hacking a kid's head open, and the only mistake she made, friends, we got to get rid of the word fetus. Fetus, to me, is the same as the final solution was to the Nazis. It's a buzzword. It's a deadly buzzword. That's a kid. That's junior or sis they cut to pieces. That is not a fetus. That is not a fetus. Just like the final solution wasn't an act of kindness. To call a child a fetus is to make it cold and calculating, like a lab experiment. The Mengele couldn't do what these chop shops are doing. And Carly described it perfectly. The only thing she did, she should have said a child. Trump described the child better than Carly. He said a beautiful baby. And he was only talking about flu shots. He was talking about autism. And I got to tell you something. Growing up in the 50s, nobody had autism. Nobody. We had one crazy kid, and he was a little hyper. And that was it. Everybody else was healthy as a horse. No autism. I never knew autism until the last 4 or 5 years. So I don't know what's causing it. I don't know what's causing all the drug addiction in this country, but we're in trouble. And you heard Carly say she lost a son to drugs. And you know what? A lot of rich people do lose their children to drugs because the kids have money and the drug dealers know who they are. They search them out. They lay in wait for them. They pick them off in a moment of weakness. Drugs suck. It's chapter one in my book. You want to read about the horrors of drugs? Chapter one in the Spirit of America Party book. Drugs suck. If you only read that one chapter, you will be 10 times wiser and 10 times safer. CNN had a better debate. Even though the theme was the same as Fox News, get Trump. Trump kept his cool. Carson looked good. And Carly, like I said, rocked me when she lost a kid to drugs. One out of five American families suffer drug catastrophes. And the Democrats are pushers for weed taxes. They don't give two Shiites about the American people. All they care about is bigger government and more tax slaves. And in order to have tax slaves, you got to have drug slaves. And in order to have slaves that nobody knows they're here, you got to have illegal aliens. And you got to smuggle them into the country. Little boys and girls who are sold for sex. And nobody knows they're here. So when they make a snuff film, it's just another body in the garbage. And nobody will ever trace them. This president is the biggest coyote, and his party, his Party de la Muerte, is a party of coyotes. They are not looking out for kids. They never have. They kill 4,700 a day in Democrat chop shops. And any black politician who votes to fund Planned Parenthood votes to kill 1,100 black babies a day, because that's the body count. What's in your bucket? Cruz, you can't lose with Cruz. Bobby Jindal, he took on the rhinos. He's threatening to leave the Republican Party. And Bobby Jindal's a great guy. And he's pro-life big time. He says if they vote Planned Parenthood money, he's leaving. Now, there's a guy that's standing up. Carly stood up for the kids, too. The Democrat Party is the party of death. They have no God. They kicked them out at the last convention. They actually, they had three tries. You know, three times you will deny me. Yeah. On the third vote, twice they voted, get rid of God. On the third vote, they voted louder, and get rid of God. And the guy that was moderating said, that's it. We're keeping God. Majority. And the majority shouted, no, we didn't say that. We said, get rid of them. Yeah. Yeah. The Party de la Muerte, the party of death. They have no God. They have no flag. They have no country. They have no kids. They sell weed for taxes. And weed is leading to heroin. And nobody comes back from heroin. 1% is the rehab rate on heroin. You can see the ads with a nice-looking girl who's getting a rubdown, and she's in rehab in California. That's not going to be you. You're going to be in a cardboard box under an overpass, and you're going to be slowly dying. Don't do it. Don't do the first one. You beat it for life. Never do the first drug. You beat it for life. And who taught me that? A bunch of nuns. And what was their rule? Avoid the near occasions of sin. Don't dance too close to the flame, because you will get burned. Okay. And so what do we end up with as a Democrat? Rehab and burial costs, and they go on your health care. Not to mention Obama is opening up a second drug route coming in from Cuba. Do you know how much drugs they can get in a cruise ship? Do you know how hard it is to find drugs that have been welded into a compartment on a ship? Cruz is good. You can't lose with Cruz. And Cruz got shortchanged. And he's a gentleman. He didn't interrupt. He didn't go but. He didn't say, I got to say this. He waited his turn, and they gave him no turn. And I'll tell you something. There's talk tonight that Cruz is going to his best to stop this Iran nuke deal. If he stops this Iran nuke deal, he's the next president, because he will have saved an entire nation from death. We're all going to be nuclear bacon if this deal goes through. Obama has signed the death warrant of 310 million Americans. And if we fall, who's going to take us in? Nobody. And don't buy this coalition of the willing crap. The only country that stands with us is St. Kitts, and they pulled out yesterday. We're in trouble, man. Our allies, we have no allies. And let me tell you, if you got any allies, it's only because they think you're going to win. The minute that they think you're going to lose, you got no allies, man. I never liked him. I never trusted him. Take his head off. And that's what you're going to get. you're going to be on the cockpit floor with soaked in pilot blood, your knees soaked in pilot blood, debating Khalid the Virgin Counter. And while you're whining and negotiating and being level-headed, he's going to say, shh, shh, we're going back to the airport. But we have to go through two buildings. We're in trouble. And I got to tell you something. We got to bring the draft back. We need men who are prepared to fight a war, prepared to dig for bodies, prepared to fight in unison, prepared to stand together, because we are going to be in trouble. Big trouble. CNN had a better debate, even though the theme was the same. And I told you about Carly. And Obama is opening up a second drug route from Cuba. And I can give you the sales pitch right now. You want to hear it? If you like Cuban cigars, wait till you get the Cuban weed. It is the best in the world. Here, look at, come on, get some. Get some in you. Cruz is good. You can't lose with Cruz. Jindal took on the Rhino. Santorum tells you how hard it is to serve the people. The minority in this country, in the House and the Senate, are conservatives. And here's something that everybody shamefully is whispering about. We elected 11 Tea Party, endorsed by the Tea Party, 11 Republicans, and they all turned Rhino. Even the one that I really thought was going to be God's answer, I endorse Tom Cotton from Alabama. As a matter of fact, my bumper sticker says, we pick Cotton. And apparently, they're saying he turned Rhino. I hope it's wrong. I hope he turns back. Rubio was good. A lot of people like Rubio. Trump will build that wall. If he says he's going to build it, he's going to build it. Just tell him he can't do it and watch what. One thing that I liked about Trump, he didn't say it last night, but he said it the last time he was on. He showed the Capitol building, the dome, and you can see it's all scaffolded up there. They're pointing and putting it up. He says, you know what they want to do? They want to take that scaffolding down for the inauguration. And it's going to cost $2 million to put it back up. If I'm president, we'll leave the scaffolding up for the picture. How's that? How much government waste there is. They're so obvious. They flaunt it. They flaunt the waste. Rand Paul took a lot of flack last night, but he stood up to it. I don't agree with Rand Paul on certain things. I think he's naive when it comes to world entanglements, and I know George Washington said avoid foreign entanglements, and George Washington also said in times of peace prepare for war, and no better advice than that can you get. And we got a Secretary of the Navy that called the entire Marine Corps chauvinists. How's that? I wonder what he does on weekends. I wonder what bathhouse he hangs out in. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. Christie sounds good until you find out Ocean County, New Jersey just got a 25% real estate tax increase. Scott is good. He stood up to the communist mob that was trucked in to do him in. His wife and family were threatened. They appeared on his house and his lawn. That's all thugs, man. Communist thugs. Jeb Bush was governor when the Clintonistas sold Ilion guns to Castro for future favors, which they're now calling in. Jeb said nothing as they dragged the kid out of his state. Democrats are for Latinos unless you're a Cuban. Just ask Geraldo Rivera. He sabotaged that kid. He said a kid belongs with his father. His father got to the top of the ladder of the plane and he gave America the finger, and then he was stopped for bringing in drugs to dope up his son. And the kid's mother died bringing the son to freedom. She gave up her life for her son. And what did the left do? They labeled her a putana. And that's a typical left tactic. Look what they did to Sarah Palin. Look what they did. The best thing that could happen to David Letterman, who said Sarah's youngest daughter should be raped during a seventh inning stretch by A-Rod, he should go hunting with Sarah's husband up on the North Slope. They could take him and Bill Maher up there just before the pass closes. All Trump needs to bump the polls 15 points is to say, I am raising money to build a private veterans hospital. And that will put the VA to shame. If he would do that tomorrow, he would have 15 more points in the polls. Fox, what have you done to your ratings? Now they call it unfair and partial. It used to be we report and you decide. Now it's you distort and you deride. It is terrible. Okay. We got to have a tune. We'll give you a little. we can't give you that one. Okay. We got some oldies. Let's see what we got here. Oh, here's one. We had Company. And God bless her. And, you know, it's really sad. When you haven't seen somebody for a long period of time and you remember them as young and now they're old, you know, it's really sad. And I can remember being in a bar on the east side many moons ago, and it was near the Sloan Kettering Hospital. And all the nurses had just gotten off and these nurses were still students. They were nursing students from St. Vincent's. And they had just gotten off work. And you know what kind of, these were young girls. Some of them weren't even 20. And they were working in a child's cancer section of Sloan Kettering. Imagine what that's like. Can you imagine what that's like? And they had to give chemo to little babies and hold them in their lap. And so they're out, the work is over, they're out, and they're trying to catch up on the good life, and they're having a few drinks. And I looked around, and they're all beautiful girls. And they're all good Catholic girls. And when they went to St. Vincent's, if they were out, they had to be home by 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. And the nun would walk up and down the street and make sure none of them were sitting in cars with boyfriends. And it was totally strict, man. It was Catholic cloisterism. And these girls were all good Catholic girls. Church every day. And now they're grandmothers. And it's sad to see how some of them did great and some of them didn't do so good. And that's why I say there should be a statue to nurses, because they are modern day saints. Or you may meet one that's really wild and crazy. You may meet a lot that are wild and crazy, but they got a job to do. And they got it. Sometimes they're the only one at a funeral for somebody old who passed away with no relatives, or no relatives would come and see them. And in the back of the church, there's a nurse. As the empty church and the priest perform a ceremony along with the undertaker for that one departed soul, faithful departed. So, there are modern day saints in this country. But Hollywood will never show you. All they're going to show you is the dimensions of Kim Kardashian's trailer. So I'm going to give you a tune.
An Irish boy was leaving leaving his own native home, crossing the broad Atlantic. Once more he wished to roam, and as he was leaving his mother, while standing on the quay, she threw her arms around his waist, and these are the words she said: a mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, for you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray, for you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay.
Oh, we're back. Okay. Now, this is what we need to do. We have to become a nation once again.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and shine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland
to the wise. Any Irishman that's a Catholic and a Democrat, and you're still in the Democrat Party, you're a disgrace. You're a disgrace to the race, and God's going to get you for it. You're going to be in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. Okay, so having said that, oh, by the way, I was talking about those beautiful young nurses who gave their lives, who dedicated their lives to God and helping people. In those children's cancer wards, as they held those little kids in their lap, as those kids were getting chemotherapy, one of those nurses got cancer later on in life. Yeah. You never know when you're giving up your life or you're doing some harm to your body. Okay, I got a blog for you. California, Somebody sent me this. It looks like MJC60. I think that's, I can't remember his name. He's got a fisherman's beard, a captain's beard. It almost came to me. He's a relative of Bill Buckley, who, by the way, some people now say he destroyed. he's the one that disarmed the country, saying there was no more communism. And you can see today communism is stronger than ever before. Putin has already conquered the Arctic. And the Chinese are up over Alaska, while President Obama bin Laden, renames Mount McKinley. This guy is really doing, he's in your face, he's flipping the bird every day. You see the kid that brought the bomb to school to scare everybody? The makeshift bomb, called it a clock. Did you see what it looked like? Yeah, and now he's going to be a guest at the White House. Okay, the largest insane asylum in the world. And this is what the article says. Interested that the LA Times did this. Lou Dobbs reported on this on CNN, and they fired him. It cost him his job. I like Lou Dobbs. He makes sense, Lou Dobbs. He's great on Fox. As a matter of fact, if he's opposite O'Reilly, he could take a lot of viewers away. And don't say I said that, because O'Reilly will have him transferred. The only network we would see this on would be Fox. All the others are staying away from it, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. And remember, a fetus is a baby. You call them junior or sis. Do not allow anybody to use the word fetus. And don't be afraid to say the word communist. Communist cuts to the chase. You don't have to say liberal, a left winger, or progressives. Call them what they are, communists. So this should be of great interest. In just one state, be sure to read this. Try for three times. This is only one state, and if it doesn't open eyes, nothing will. And this article comes from the LA Times, which is no friend of mankind. 40% of all workers in LA County. LA County has 10.2 million people, are working for cash and not paying taxes. This is because they are predominantly illegal immigrants working without a green card. Donald Trump was right. That's item one. Item two, 90% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. Number three, 75% of people on the most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. Item four, over two-thirds of all births in Los Angeles County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal, whose births were paid for by taxpayers. Five, nearly 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals here illegally. This is the one that got me. Six, over 300,000 illegal aliens in Los Angeles County are living in garages. So people are renting out their garages to capitalize on illegal Mexicans or aliens. A lot of them aren't Mexican. The FBI, seven, the FBI reports half of all gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. Sure, it's a harbor, it's a haven. They'll be covered for and protected. Eight, nearly 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. Nine, 21 radio stations in L.A. are Spanish-speaking. And a guy called Mark Levin tonight, his wife's a teacher somewhere up in our area, and she's been ordered that by 2017 she has to be able to speak Spanish. And he says they got four kids in the class that can't speak a word of English. And I know of a teacher who is of Latino descent, and she's teaching in the public school system in New York somewhere, and teaching dual languages. She's teaching English and Spanish. But the problem is the kids come from what they call humble houses. That means the parents are illiterate. And therefore, they're not getting any English teaching at home. So she went to the principal and said, the kids aren't learning English because all they speak is Spanish. And the teacher said, okay, just teach them Spanish. The principal said, just teach them Spanish. In L.A. County, 5.1 million people speak English. 3.9 million speak Spanish. There are 10 million people. All 10 of the above facts were published in the L.A. Times. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. Over 70% of the United States' annual population growth and over 90% of California, Florida, and New York results from immigration. 29% of inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens. We are fools to let this continue. The only guy that's talking about a wall is Donald Trump, and that's why he's going to become the next president. So that's the name of that tune. And because you've been so good, we'll give you another tune. We'll give you a little Al Jolson.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. The world will be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
okay. I'm just thinking about some girls get a raw deal. And some guys get a raw deal, too. But I think when it comes to women, they get stuck with the kids. And they get the short end of the stick. It's very hard. It's very hard. And then some of them really suffer. Some of them really suffer silently. And you'd never know what they're going through. You would never know. And they really get a raw deal. And this government has got to be curtailed because they're out of hand. And you don't know it, but every day somebody is getting betrayed as an American by unjust laws and unjust tactics. And the more I hear, the more I really get upset. I'm going to talk to you about Iran. This is from Memory, which is a Middle Eastern watcher and interpreter of all writings that come out of the Middle East in all languages, from Urdu to Arabic. And I hate it when you use letters. You know, you listen to these testimonies at these hearings, and they talking about they talk in acronyms, and they don't tell you what the acronym is. Like, I'm looking at one right now, and the title is Iran Can Prevent the Inspection of Military Sites Under the JCPOA. I have no idea what that is. Could be joint cooperation, whatever. The IAEA, that's the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is a bunch of crap, cannot go wherever the evidence leads. The JCPOA, you know who was an inspector for the atomic IAEA? You know who was an inspector? A guy named Mohammed Baradei. He said there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, as he stood on the bodies of 5,000 Kurds killed by Chemical Ali. And guess Mohammed Baradei, and guess what his last mission was? He said that Iran had no nukes either. He ran for the president of Iran. He ran for the president of Iran. Okay. The ban on visits to military sales has been enunciated by all regime figures, from Supreme Leader Khamenei downwards. Supreme Leader Khamenei specified the foreigners shouldn't be allowed at all to penetrate into the country's security and defensive boundaries under the pretext of inspection, and the country's military officials are not permitted at all to allow the foreigners to cross these boundaries or stop the country's defensive development. The pretext of supervision, and Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said that such visits crossed a red line. Oh, that must be Obama's red line that he left in Syria. They moved it. And was successfully rejected by Iran during the negotiations. What negotiations? What did they do? They pulled their dish dashes up and Kerry kissed their ass? Supreme Leader Khamenei, a top advisor for international affairs, Ali Akbar Velayati, stated the access of inspectors from the IAEA or any other body to Iran's military centers is forbidden. And so here's the second part of that story. And there will be no snapback of sanctions. Once you give these guys this money, you ain't stopping them. And I say it again, I said earlier, if Ted Cruz can stop this Iranian betrayal, this Iranian-American betrayal treaty to make nuclear bacon out of American babies, not that we're not killing enough of our own by ourselves, if Ted Cruz can put a stop to this by hook or by crook, he's the next president. So, under the snapback is not automatic, but will be dependent on the UN Security Council. When did the UN ever do anything for us? And we're going to go to the UN. We're not. They took down two of our buildings, and we're going to get a coalition of the willing, and we're going to go to the UN. Yes, UN, rule us. Rule us. The best thing we could do to the UN is close it down, turn it into a hotel, turn it into a VA hospital. Not run by the VA. Let it be run by Donald Trump. Be the Trump Veterans Hospital, UN. And the biggest donation we should give the UN is one towel and one bar of soap. Oh, the UN does a lot. Yes, they sure do. They rape little African women all day long. But you know what? That's we're fighting AIDS. Yeah, we're in trouble, folks. We have been hijacked. The entire nation has been hijacked. We're in the hands of pirates. So, they're saying that the sanctions will not work. Okay, we're going to give you a little. We're going to give you C'est la vie, or you a girl's name, Charmaine. He said, "We're going to give you a girl's name, Charmaine."
I wonder why you keep me waiting, Charmaine.
A few days ago, and I was saving it for you. Title of this email is Bravest Americans in the USA. Aside from our military police environment, which goes without saying, the single largest group that are the bravest of the USA are the elderly. Knowing their days are numbered, they do what they can with what is left and still working. I must admit I admire the women more than the men, yet there are many good guys out there. Let's face it, the women did 75% of the work and kept the men alive longer than if they had no one. I told you this earlier. I have seen nursing home nurses attending a church funeral for a loner who died without relatives to surround them, which must be the most lonely exit in the world. America does not realize it, but we have more saints than we know in this country. So when you have people going to, for double knee operations or a fourth stent or a Cheney transplant, I consider myself lucky to have known so many great people. I was going up the church steps one day and a guy was alongside me and I said, "Remember we used to do four at a time?" And he said, "Three at a time." I never see an old woman when I look at Grandma. I see a young girl about 18 just blooming on life stage with a great spirit and full of enthusiasm for the future. Over the years, like all of us, life's disappointments beat us down, wrinkle us up, and all there is to look forward to is the next life at 18 years old, forever again. Perhaps God gives you a pick. Pick the time you were the happiest, and he locks you in. My father left Ireland when he was 17 to work in the New York Transit Authority until he retired. Finally, when he was 65, he returned to see his brothers, who were young when he left. And he was the only one that married out of a family of five or six. He nearly died of sticker shock when he greeted old men. That is sticker shock. I once described the retirement as taking off the harness and stepping off the treadmill, realizing you don't have to get on it again. The burden is relieved. So in tribute to the bravest Americans in the USA, I salute those guys who went to war never expecting to come home. Really, if you ask a veteran if he's still around, when you went there to fight World War II, did you expect to come home? Most of them will tell you no. They expected to die for their country on soil. The women who raised families and sacrificed everything for family. Today we call them grandpa and grandma or auntie and uncle, but many should be called saints. A bartender, champagne, I have a coupon. Spirit of America Party. It's for the troops that are coming home. This MCJC60 sent me another email where I thought I would share it with you. It's the tale of two cities or two states, Illinois and Oklahoma. Illinois, a state with no Republicans. Some interesting data on the state of the state of Illinois. There are more people on welfare in Illinois than there are people working. Chicago pays the highest wages to teachers than anywhere else in the USA. Their average pay is $110,000 a year. Their average pensions, 80 to 90% of their income. Wow, are Illinois and Chicago great or what? Be sure to read till the end. Perhaps the U.S. should pull out of Chicago. Body count. In the last 6 months, 292 killed, murdered in Chicago, as compared to Iraq, 221. And Chicago has one of the strictest gun laws in the entire U.S. Here's the Chicago chain of command. President Barack Hussein Obama. Senator Dick Durbin. House Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. Governor Pat Quinn. House Leader Mike Madigan. Attorney General Lisa Madigan, daughter of Mike. The mayor is Rahm Emanuel. The leadership in Illinois, all Democrats. Thank you for the combat zone in Chicago. Of course, they're all blaming each other. They can't blame the Republicans because there aren't any. So let's get some facts out there while we're at it. Chicago school system rated as one of the worst in the country. You can't blame Republicans. There aren't any. State pension fund, $78 billion in debt. Worst in the country. Can't blame Republicans. There aren't any. Oh, man, this one is worse than New York. Cook County, Chicago. Sales tax, 10.25%, highest in the country. Can't blame Republicans. There aren't any. And here's, this is the political culture that Obama comes from in Illinois. And he's going to fix Washington. George Ryan is no longer governor. He's in prison. He was replaced by Rob, is, by the way, also in prison. And Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. resigned, and that's right. He and his wife are both in prison. The land of Lincoln, where our governors and representatives now make our license plates. Well, as long as they keep providing entitlements to the population of Chicago, nothing is going to change except the state will go bankrupt before the country does. Anybody who thinks they can be happy and prosperous by letting the government take care of him better take a look at the American Indian. That's a sad one, and we don't even know that story. That story is not being told. I was surprised to learn. I tried to get some business from Indian reservations through the government agencies, and they didn't even have computers. They didn't even have fax machines. Don't forget Detroit, another great example of a democratic empire. So now let's go to Oklahoma. Oklahoma may soon have plenty of new residents. This is really interesting and true. Oklahoma is the only state that Obama did not win even one county in the last election. While everyone is focusing on Arizona's new law, look at what Oklahoma has been doing. Oklahoma law passed 37-9, an amendment to place the Ten Commandments on the front entrance to the state capitol. Feds in D.C., along with the ACLU, said it would be a mistake. Hey, this is a conservative state based on Christian values. Guess what? Oklahoma did it anyway. Oklahoma recently passed a law in the state to incarcerate all illegal immigrants and ship them back from where they come, from where they came from, unless they want to get a green card and become an American citizen. They all scattered, HB 1804. This was against the advice of the federal government and the ACLU, which runs the federal government. They said it would be a mistake. Guess what? Oklahoma did it anyway. Recently, Oklahoma passed a law to include, it says, recently we passed a law to include DNA samples from any and all illegals to the Oklahoma database for criminal investigative purposes. Pelosi said it would be unconstitutional. Guess what? Oklahoma did it anyway. Several weeks ago, Oklahoma passed a law declaring Oklahoma as a sovereign state, not under federal government directives, joining Texas and Utah as the only states to do so. More states are likely to follow. Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, the Carolinas, Kentucky, Arkansas, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Florida. And the next line says, save your Confederate money. It appears the South is about to rise again. Yeah, that's why Obama's, we haven't heard about his maneuvers down there, right? The federal government has made bold steps to take our guns away. Oklahoma, we can go past a law confirming that people have the right to bear arms and transport them in their vehicles. I know it was a setback for the criminals. The liberals didn't like it. Guess what? Oklahoma did it anyway. Just this month, the state has voted and passed a law that all driver's license exams will be printed in English and only English and no other language. They have been racist for doing that, but the fact is that all of the road signs are in English only. If you want to drive in Oklahoma, you must read and write English. Really simple. By the way, the liberals didn't like any of this. Guess what? Obama's doing it anyway. And then I say Obama, I say Oklahoma is doing the same thing. Okay, I'm going to give you a little Eye of the Tiger. We're almost out of here. Yeah, they say Ted Cruz has a plan to scuttle Iran's Bomb USA program. There was a lot of talk about Trump filing bankruptcy four times. Well, he's filed bankruptcy. They're alleging he filed bankruptcy. He says he never did, that he probably has a way out. But anyway, let's say he did. He's an expert at filing bankruptcy. What better president to have than a guy who filed bankruptcy and is now a billionaire? That would be good for the country. What could he do? Well, he could settle with China the national debt for 2 cents on the dollar. So don't underestimate the Donald. And if he builds that wall, I'd love to see him build a VA hospital. If anybody can get the Donald, tell him. Build not a VA hospital for the VA, build an independent hospital, a private industry hospital, and I'll bet you'd be the best one. The GIs would love it, and that'll get him the entire military vote because he paid off and all the rest are just talk. So having said that, I'm going to leave you. And we're going to leave you with a word to the Democrats, and their days are numbered.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Stay safe and start building that fallout shelter. World War III is coming, and nuclear, and the Democrats are delivering it to our front door. Make sure that this Iran deal does not go through. You will not live to regret it.